Hey everyone, welcome back to Podcasts with Ella. I hope everyone's having a great day in lockdown. Before we get started, please remember to like, comment and subscribe to my channel. On today's episode, we're going to discuss apartheid in the 1970s and 1980s. Before we get into detail, let's start with a brief overview of what apartheid actually was, for those who don't live in South Africa. I don't really get who wouldn't want to live in South Africa, but anyway. Apartheid was a social and political system that was governed by white minority rule. Apartheid was a system of racial segregation that governed the country for nearly 50 years. It specifically aimed to protect the domination of white South Africans over non-whites. South Africans were separated into four different racial categories. They were white, black, Indian, and colored. You might think, how does the government know exactly what race you were? But there was a whole assortment of horrible tests that would be used by the government to find out, including the pencil test. But we'll get more in depth with that in the next episode. There were 145 different apartheid laws. Blacks had to carry some sort of ID at all times and had to obey strict curfews. All interracial marriages were prohibited. Blacks were forced to live in rural, overcrowded homelands, and there was even a separate education system for blacks, in which mandatory education ended at age 13 and the schooling system was structured to funnel blacks into menial migrant labour. This education system was known as Bantu education. Needless to say, there was plenty of resistance by many South Africans, which resulted in tons of strikes and repressions, which we will go into now. Between 1970 and 1980, people of colour started to regain strength and courage, and therefore the apartheid resistance started to increase. There were plenty of underground systems in which blacks could organise strikes and plan a way for apartheid to end. In fact, in 1976, the biggest anti-apartheid uprising took place, and it was known as the Soweto Uprising. On the 16th of June 1976, 20,000 black children started to protest on the streets of Soweto, a black township near Johannesburg, as a response to the introduction of Afrikaans as the teaching language in all black local schools. Teachers also took part in the protest to support good discipline and peaceful action from the children. The police force took the reins and killed 176 innocent school children. When the police set trained dogs on the protesters responded by killing the attacking dog, and that was when the police started shooting rapid fire. The famous play My Children, My Africa, written by Ethel Fugard during these times, was set in 1984, as the fight against apartheid was intensifying, as many pupils in townships frequently boycotted school as a form of protest. In the book, Mr. M tries incredibly hard to keep his learners in school, until all the pupils boycott school and Mr. M tragically gets killed by a mob. Although Tommy and Mr. M were fighting for the same rights and freedom, Tommy sees the solution through the use of violence, and Mr. M expresses that he values the power of education much more. Especially when he states, "If you put these two on a scale, you would see that they weigh just about the same. But in this hand, I'm holding the whole English language, and in this, referring to a stone, is just one word in that language." Mr. M did all he knew possible to keep his pupils in school. But sadly, Mr. M was one of the thousands of blacks who did lose their life as a result of apartheid. Thank you for listening and see you next time on Podcasts with Ella. Stay safe, everyone.